Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Still no Alice, because she's off gallivanting around Europe having a lovely time at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. But we are talking about fringe festivals closer to home this morning, the Auckland Fringe Festival, and specifically the show High Rise with Cam Jones. Morena Cam, how are you today?
Good morning, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here. This sounds like a really fascinating project, which has been a long time in the making for you. We were just chatting off air about it, almost 10 years, because it was your Toi Whakaari grad piece.
Correct, yep.
And you've had various different iterations now. COVID's obviously extended the whole thing. But tell us a wee bit about what High Rise is as a show.
Yeah, so High Rise, it's got, because of the time I've spent on it and developed it and it's evolved, it really has just had layers and layers added to it. But essentially it is a piece looking at the snowball effects of success, looking at greed, looking at excess through the lens of a true story, a true New Zealand story in the 1980s set around the world of property. And it's also, it's got elements of the Greek myth Icarus.
Yep.
And so it just looks at that and it really just kind of allows the audience to decide based on their moral compass about, you know, what it means to be successful and what it means, whether ambition is good or bad, and where that line is crossed to where it becomes greed. Yeah,
I think it's really interesting that this is based on a true story. Tell us about the guy who's at the center of all of this.
So I knew the person. I don't want to give too much away for the sake of the show if anyone comes, but so I knew the person, and the original story was almost a different, it was a story, but then something kind of happened in, I want to say 2015, and then the dynamic of the story changed.
Oh, wow.
It's become a different thing in a way.
I think that's there's something really special about having had a show sort of exist in various forms for a while is being able to change it over time, and having it be based in reality means that there is like an ongoing conversation with that real story as well.
100%.
So I can see what you're getting at, and I know it's definitely, you don't want to get into spoiler territory there, but I think there's some interesting things to be maybe explored for the audience with coming in, knowing that this has got, you know, legs in the real world
100%.
As well.
Yeah. So, but I mean, the guy, like, if you want to talk about the actual guy, he was, he came from a middle class family and grew up in, I guess, a post-war New Zealand. And then all of a sudden, as you know, that the climate, the economic climate leading up to the 80s was, you know, it was Muldoon, it was deregulation, Rogernomics.
Yep.
And so that kind of exploded New Zealand and the free markets. And so it was a really new world and a lot of new money that New Zealanders had never seen before. So a lot of people like him saw this as an opportunity to make some real money. And so he started off as a real estate agent, became the top agent in Auckland and then New Zealand, and then got into developing, and then kind of went from there, and then obviously the crash, and lost everything in the crash. So it's a very interesting look, because it's not like he starts off at top, and you know, so you can empathise with him.
Totally.
And you can definitely understand the drive and the ambition to to pull yourself into a new class system.
Yes.
So that's what I like about it. It is like an anti-hero story in a way, but you really do root for him at the start, and it's just, and then towards, as the thing goes on, the show goes on, you kind of go, oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. That's always, I think, one of the most interesting type of heroes or anti-heroes to follow, is someone who you can see how they've got to where they are. And so you're not able to just write them off when they're doing things that are questionable or you know, maybe so far along the line. There is always an element of, like, you've committed to
100%.
That person or that character a little bit through following their story. I wanted to know what it's been like for you as a performer doing this show a lot, and in many different places. You've performed this overseas, you've performed this at home. Obviously, you had invented it at drama school. So it's had many iterations for you. What does it feel like taking it to the stage now? Because there is a new context or an ongoing context about this world of real estate or property or living in Tāmaki Makaurau. What's it like performing this now for you as an actor and a creator?
Yeah, I mean, it's that's what I love about the story. It was a story 10 years ago when I did it at drama school. It existed in that, and now it's completely different with me being in Auckland and performing in Auckland and seeing the landscape of Auckland, especially in terms of property and the way the market's gone, and all these real estate agents were making a lot of money. And you just have to open up any news article any given day and understand where the property market's been. So it is very interesting. I think it's very relevant as well. I feel like we're going through another, not as excessive as the 80s, but you know, it's another thing of this new money with all the Bitcoin and the crypto and this new
weird
kind
world,
of
weird,
this kind of money that we don't understand where it came from or understand the actual value.
And that
was really interesting because the same thing happened in the 80s when, you know, he told me that he had enough stock papers to wallpaper a house. You know, after the crash, it was worth less than the paper that it was printed on.
Yes.
And I feel the same with crypto. You know,
I feel like
yes, people are making money, but no one actually understands what it is.
Yeah.
And so there's just a lot of parallels, and just the more I do it, and the more that goes past, I'm trying not to let it get stale, and so I find and dig deeper and add new layers and stuff. And even just last week in the rehearsal room, I just kind of found these new things. I was like, oh my, like how I didn't see it before.
Yeah.
And just like, and then just fleshing that out and just being like, oh, this is, it reignites the creativity and it reignites the love and passion for the story and the project.
Yeah, totally. It must be special to have a show that you can keep coming back to like that and finding new stuff from it for yourself, but I think for audiences too, this is going to be really special. And it is part of the Auckland Fringe Festival, which is just around the corner. I believe you're playing at Covert Theatre from the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Oh,
correct.
No. Yes.
1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Yep, it's the first Sweet. Dramatic piece to be at the Covert. They wanted to experiment with an actual dramatic piece, so I know because they do all their like the home of improv. But because of the elements of comedy in my story, they were like, okay, so it still kind of fits in the in the mold, but it's the first proper theatre dramatic piece that they've had. Yeah,
I think we should probably also emphasise that there is a lot of physical theatre in this. There's a lot of kind of clownishness. There is comedy very much at its heart as well. It's not, I mean, it's a serious story. There's some really fascinating dark threads going on here. But, you know, people will laugh, I think, in this audience. Is that right?
It usually gets a lot of laughs. But it's a mixture. It's a mixture of uncomfortable laughs. It's a mixture of actual laughs. But I'm never playing for the comedy. It's always, the comedy comes from the ridiculousness of these circumstances.
Got
and I
you.
Think that's the beauty of good clown or good, you know, of that good comedy, is that you're not trying to force a laugh. It's not a sitcom.
No.
You know, there's no laugh track.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Cam, thank you so much for talking to us about High Rise. We'll put all the links to the tickets in the podcast after the show, but eventfinder.co.nz is the place to go.
Yep.
Break a leg.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Have a great season.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.